Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from the Whole Foods at Avalon. Yes, for those of you who are unfamiliar, I shall remind you. You go up 400 North from 285 to exit 10, which is Old Milton, which is the cool and classy way of saying Milton.
No, it's Old Milton Parkway. It's the name
Milton.
Of the street. I just in case anyone's looking for some strange...
Yeah, I'm looking for Old Milton Highway. Well, it's Old Milton Highway, and you take a left, go up. I don't know if it's the first light or the second light. You'll see.
It's the first light.
It's the first light. Take a right.
You'll see it.
And yeah. And Whole Foods is on the left at the stop sign. It's a beautiful store. And you know, I say live from Avalon. Avalon is like a self-contained community.
Yeah, it's a planned multi-use space. So it's got restaurants, a fantastic movie theater where you can actually go online and pick the seats you want.
Yeah, I love
and,
that.
You reserve the actual seat that you want for the movie. So you know, no stress or anything like that. Some great, great restaurants. There's a fantastic... thin crust pizza place called, well, not thin crust, Neapolitan style pizza place called Antico's. There's Oak, which is a great steakhouse. El Felix, which is one of Fort Fry's restaurants. It's a fantastic Mexican restaurant. They've got a Marlowe's and Ted's Montana Grill. I mean, lots of restaurants. Then there's living space above those. So you can rent an apartment, you can buy a condo, anything like that.
But let me tell you something. Do not come in thinking that you're... do not come in unless you've got a heck of a checkbook. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
it is not cheap to live
come
here.
Come visit if you... Yeah. You know, regardless of your checkbook. Because it's not that... It's not...
What is it? A one-bedroom... What is it? A one-bedroom condo...
Yeah.
Starts at about $750. Or $680 to $750 for a one-bedroom condo.
That's cheap. That's cheaper than I would...
That may be in your world.
Higher than that.
But in your world, a one bedroom for $680,000 to $750,000 is cheap.
Oh no, not $1,000. No, you can buy a three bedroom for $700,000. Three bedroom,
there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean the rent right now, renting a two bedroom, two bath or three bedroom, two bath place is around $1,700. So $1,750.
Well, then
so
they've dropped a lot since somebody came out about 2 months ago, and they looked at a one-bedroom, one-bath, $1,800 for a single condo monthly rent.
Yeah, that's probably changed a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, because even by Buckhead standards, that's a little high.
All right.
But anyway, it's a nice place. It's all self-contained, and they're not cigar-friendly. So
they're definitely not cigar-friendly, unfortunately. That's my one complaint about Avalon. So I'm going to start off here. Our next recipe, this is a skirt steak that we're doing. And this is also frequently used in Argentine grilling.
What
recipes.
A shock!
Yeah, I know, right? But in this particular case, it's we've got two really nice skirts that we cut into fourths, each one. So it's about a pound and a half.
How does someone know when they're looking for skirt steak? Because... A lot of people, you look at skirt steak, it's very fatty, but you can,
So notice on this skirt steak that we've got, and you can't see it at home, of course, over the radio, but if you look, it's marbled, it's well marbled, but there's not huge bits of fat everywhere, that's partially because of where this meat is coming from.
Right.
It's sourced from a really fantastic ranch. It's here in Georgia. And so, anyway, you don't want to overcook these, by the way. I'm flipping them over here once. We'll get this heat going a little bit higher. And it cooks very, very quickly. That induction burner just cranks the heat right up on it.
Oh, man, I love induction.
So we're going to cook these to... As medium rare as we can, but with skirt steak, it's difficult to do because it's so thin. Right? So some skirt steak you'll find very, very a lot larger, very coarse fiber to it, and that makes it difficult to eat and difficult to serve. These pieces, as you can see here, you can see the grain coming across them. We're going to cut the other direction and make these really soft when it comes to our final sample.
And, you know, when people talk down skirt steak so much, right, they say, oh, that's the cheapest cut. Yeah, you go try to look for it in the store now. It ain't the cheapest cut by far.
Yeah, I mean, now I will say, yeah, $11.99 a pound here at Whole Foods, but it's phenomenal quality, okay? So it's worth that. And this whole thing is 1.3 pounds, and I've got enough here to serve a family of three or four, or one of you.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, I don't know, three or four of who.
All right, so there we go. We got a little bit better sear on that side. We'll flip these over.
Ooh.
And, of course, you can also do this on the big green egg.
Ah, yes.
As well. Now, let me just tell you what we're going to be doing with this when we've got it off. We're going to take some garlic and almonds and a little bit more butter, and we're going to throw it in here once we're done pan frying these to start building our little bit of a sauce. Then we're going to add a little bit of pepper, and we're going to actually cut up some of those peppers right there. So let's see where we are here. Yeah, now we're getting nice color on that. Yeah, nice color on it without overcooking it. So I'm going to pull this first batch off. And prior to putting this on, of course, go ahead and salt it. Add a little bit more now. And our three last pieces go in. Now, while the next pieces here are cooking, we're going to take a few different peppers. And these are wonderful organic peppers here from Whole Foods.
Okay, Chef Eric, you're going to tell me, aren't you? Give me the secret. I got to know.
To cutting peppers, so you just start, it's very simple. You start with the pepper, let's say the stem of the pepper, away from you. And just take your knife like this, and you're going to cut around it. And the knife will not naturally find. You're sort of rotating the pepper as you cut with the knife, and you're cutting lengthways, so down, around, and you'll see that the whole pepper just peels right out the center, sort of sticks together, and then that you've just got the outside of the pepper. We julienne that, and now we throw those peppers into our...
So you basically don't have any of the membranes, you don't have any of the seeds, you have none of that problem. It cuts in half the time.
Absolutely.
So it's a very easy way. Now, it may take you, don't think you're going to get it perfect the first time, but remember, too, once again, it's got to be a sharp knife.
That's absolutely correct.
Because if you try to do it with a dull knife, you're gonna mutilate the pepper.
Right. So I've got those peppers, julienne them and then cut them in half. Just so they're a nicer presentation. I've got orange, red, and yellow peppers in here.
Very colorful.
Yeah, very colorful. Now I've also added in garlic. So this is, I've taken my meat, I've put it aside so it can rest. Okay? In that same pan is where, the meat's resting. In that same pan is where I'm adding in the garlic first. And you can just smash some cloves of garlic and put that in there, or add about 2 tablespoons of minced garlic, and bring that in before it starts browning. You want to then add in some slivered almonds, and that's about half a cup of slivered almonds. Then you're going to add in your peppers. What is that?
Browning.
Why are you drowning?
Well, you said you didn't want it to drown, and I was just trying to give the sound effect for the drowning.
Drowning of what?
I don't know what you said.
I didn't say drowning.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I said add in the slivered almonds. I think you're hearing things. It's old age. All right, then we're going to add in some red pepper flakes. I seem to like red pepper flakes today. And
no chimichurri?
No chimichurri. We'll add in the red pepper flakes. I'm also going to take a little bit of cardamom, ground cardamom. And we'll take a little bit of ground cinnamon. That's organic cinnamon. And you can also use, if you wanted to, you could use some cloves here, but cloves for the season, I don't think are right.
I agree.
A little bit of more smoked sea salt.
Tell them about your smoked sea salt.
That's Yakima smoked sea salt. It's available right over there in the...
What did you tell me it looked like?
It looks like sand.
Chef Eric, that smells good.
Yeah, doesn't it? I thought so. So what I'm... what we're going to have to finish up in the next segment is how we finish out this dish. But we've got the peppers deglazing the pan with garlic and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And I know you'll have all the information we need to solve the palate here at Whole Foods in Avalon, baby.